viewing mistakes and setbacks as learning opportunities. Now that we've begun to process the way that we have been affected by our challenges and setbacks, it is time to begin to redirect our minds so that we begin to understand just what it is that is holding us back. Not only that, but we will be able to fully view these setbacks as an opportunity rather than as a determining factor in the rest of our lives. When we make the mistake of overthinking the significance of a failure in our lives, it can become extremely dangerous. We should never equate ourselves with our achievements. There are times we will do well and times we will not. There are plans that we will succeed at, and there are times we will not necessarily achieve our goals. Whether we are able to achieve the things we most value in the moment or not, our definition of success should not necessarily be perfection. None of us are perfect. That is not realistic. You will make things much harder on yourself and stress yourself out needlessly if you try to measure up to impossible standards. Instead, do everything in your power to shift your belief system so that you are able to redefine success as something that makes sense to you. It doesn't mean the conventional standards of success. You don't have to have a huge house or a beautiful condo or the family with a white picket fence. What you have to do is define something that truly makes you feel fulfilled and a sense of value that can come only from within, not from without. It can be very dangerous to try to associate your sense of worth with outside material possessions or measurements of success that rely on other people's interpretation of you and your intentions. The last thing you want to do is to fall into the trap of believing that you are not the one who determines whether or not you should feel good about yourself. It is always a bad idea to put control over your self-worth into the hands of somebody else. Nobody wants to believe that they are worthless. But it is far more easy to believe that you are worthless if you are basing your sense of worth on the wrong things. Instead of defining your success based on these types of things, instead, begin to realize that you are not unsuccessful at all. The only thing that makes anybody unsuccessful is when they give up on themselves and stop believing that they will ever be able to achieve the goals that mean the most to them. It can be very difficult for us to get over making a mistake. That is partly because we are programmed to believe that our sense of self-worth should be derived from doing well, based on other people's standards. This type of conditioning begins right at school and follows us throughout our careers. We have to make sure that we are doing everything right before we are rewarded, and this begins to change the way we view ourselves. The thing about that is that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has a difficult time adapting to other people's standards. And unfortunately, achieving goals can take a lot of work and may entail jumping through a lot of hoops that have to do with other people's standards and interpretations of success. This can be very draining emotionally and taxing, even physically. Your resources may end up feeling very limited, along with your ability to feel good about what you are doing. But instead of feeling like a failure because you have made mistakes, and these types of difficulties can be excessively hard to navigate, instead, try and view all of your mistakes as learning opportunities. Nobody is going to do every single thing perfectly the first time around. Life is all about learning and taking risks that you know you're not necessarily going to land on your feet with. And sometimes, falling down can be the hardest part, but it can also be the most rewarding. Without mistakes, then it is almost impossible to move forward. You have to make them in order to navigate the difficult terrain ahead of you. And mistakes like this are never as bad as they feel. Of course, it cannot be helped that you feel badly about making mistakes. This is natural. However, it is always better to believe in yourself and do everything in your power to remember that no matter whether you fail or succeed, your goal is yours alone. And you have the power over whether or not you approach this with a level head and an objective attitude. Staying objective is a great way to view mistakes from a very proactive angle. When we do this, we are allowing ourselves to utilize all of the information that we receive from our mistakes. We see things about our strategy that don't work, and things about our strategy that have worked. We see things that we could utilize further and apply to the achievements of other goals. We see things that should be cut out from the process altogether. However, sometimes we are very blinded because we are personally invested in the success of our goals, and this can prove to be challenging. Of course, setbacks can hurt. But the best thing that you can do for yourself and for your goals in general is to learn how to see them from an objective standpoint. Only then will you be able to truly understand just how important it is to make mistakes along the way. No matter how big your mistakes feel, there is always a chance for redemption. It is never too late. Just keep trying to learn about yourself and your process along the way, and everything will turn out fine.